Good afternoon. With us on the line now is River Hawkins. He's an actor, director, producer and founder of Human, a charitable incorporated organisation changing the face of what it means to be a man. River has directed and produced a five-part documentary about mental health where people discuss their own experiences, featuring actors Bill Nighy and Andrew Scott, rugby player Danny Cipriani and comedian Alan Carr. On the 28th of November, Human, in partnership with Decathlon, will be launching its Rise Against Suicide Sunrise Walk, a 4,657-metre walk across the UK to commemorate the 4,657 men who tragically took their lives in 2020. Welcome to the show, River.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a huge pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. And just tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, about you and your background and what inspired you to set Human up.
Yeah, absolutely. I started Human out of my own personal experience. And it's really something I wish I existed when I was at my lowest point. As a boy growing up, I was conditioned, as many of us are, to not talk, to not ask for help. You know, boys don't cry, man up and all that. And that manifested itself in, destruction, really. So I was rolling on rock bottom for about 3 months. And then I finally asked for help to my doctor. And that process, I was on a wait list for a very long time for talking therapy. And I was given 6 sessions. And I said, by the 5th session, this is starting to help. Well, what happens now? We're only scratching the surface. And they said, we can only give you more sessions and continue this if you explicitly state that you're suicidal.
Gosh.
And that really silenced me and shocked me. Yeah.
Isn't that awful? So you were getting the help that you needed, but only, as you say, scratched the surface. And they said, well, that's all we can do unless you're suicidal, unless your condition's really serious. I mean, that's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's very much crisis focused, and that's where it all started, hearing that, me really wanting to provide something that was prevention focused.
Yeah.
And I say about Human that prevention is better than cure, because there is no cure once someone has ended their life.
Exactly. And you want to be helping people before they get to that stage, you know, preventing people from feeling suicidal.
Yeah, Human is preventing men from suffering in silence and dying too young. It's all about prevention. And, you know, we say prevention before crisis.
Definitely. And looking at some of the figures, the statistics, is it right that 75% of all UK suicides are men?
Yes, exactly. That is right. And I think that there are a lot of campaigns saying that men need to talk, but without that being paired with action and an outlet to do so, it's not going to happen. We can't just tell people to talk more. As I said, that needs to be paired with action. But I think the importance of also being able to be heard. So I think in society, it's like this whole listening to respond rather than listening to hear. And we highlight the importance of really listening to hear, because if you're not heard, the talking is going nowhere.
And it's fantastic that you're not only encouraging men to talk and to talk about their problems or things that are on their mind, but also understanding that that is perfectly normal. As you said, the experience that you had growing up, that a lot of men, I'm sure, will be able to relate to, is that men should be men. And, as you say, boys don't cry and, you know, man up, all these kind of expressions that are conditioned into people. That are just so wrong in today's society.
100%. I think they've always been wrong, even before today's society. And I talk about how, you know, human emotions such as vulnerability, empathy, compassion, these have been feminized and seen as feminine emotions. Mm-hmm. And they're not feminine emotions. They are human emotions. But you're taught as a boy your whole life to reject those things. And that really, for the majority of us, only leads one way. You know, you can't express yourself. You have to, you suppress. And you're taught that the only acceptable emotion is anger. And I talk about this quote of like, if the only tool that we have is a hammer, then we tend to see every problem as a nail. And And I think that's very true for so many people, and it was for me before my breaking point.
Mm. So tell us about Human then. What have you set up for people?
So Human provides the human space, which we refer to as the gym for your mind. We all understand the importance of physical fitness and exercise and going to the gym or running or whatever you may do regularly. But that's that same regularity and routine isn't put on our mental health, but it should be and it needs to be. So the human space is the gym for the mind. It provides a space for men to be able to talk, listen and connect. And no one's ever forced to talk. And that's what was really important to me when I created it and built the format, that you're never obliged or feel like you have to talk, because, you know, when someone wants to share, and they'll share honestly. And it's a group session. And we have, so the way it's built in that way, it's you're inspired to share by what someone else says, or you hear something or a snippet of something and you go, I relate to that. And then you want to share, rather than, you know, you're next or called on, where you then may create something to say and it not be as true to what you're feeling.
Mm. And can this concept or are you able to do this online, or is it just available for people who can get to the physical space in London?
So when I built it, I was very adamant on having it in person and not be online, because of the fact that I feel that the technology, you know, has connected us, you know, technically more than ever, but I think that we're more isolated than ever. And we're sort of thinking that we are connected when we're actually sort of more separate and not having as much human nutrition, human interaction. However, so it was important for me for it to be in person. However, when the pandemic hit, we didn't have a choice. I still needed to provide the human space to all the men who were coming in person. So we did transition online, and actually it has been a great silver lining, because what ended up happening, which was incredible, men from all over the world ended up attending. Aww. We had men from, yeah, it was really great to see and really moving. And Australia, New Zealand, America, Bali, India, people waking up, staying up until 2 a.m. to attend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I mean, I was going to say, I totally understand where you're coming from. It makes sense and seems like it's better for it to be done in person. But of course, there's a massive advantage to being able to do it online, in that you can include people from all over the world. That's great. So are you sticking with that concept then? Are you doing both? Or
yeah, we're continuing both, because it's also, you know, obviously people in other countries, but also in locations in the UK we're not yet in. People in the UK can attend, yeah, if they're not near a current human space that we have in person in the UK. And it's also the other great thing about it is that it is a great first step for people who might be a bit more nervous or, you know, want to check out the format. The format is very similar on the online to the in-person. However, the in-person is the original and is designed as in-person, so it has been adapted. But yeah, it's a great first step for people who might be a bit more apprehensive to show up to the human space in person.
So do people have to talk, or can people just be there and observe everybody else?
No, that's what I was just saying. It's that, like, I built it so that no one's ever obliged or forced to talk.
Yeah.
And that was so important to me, so that no one feels, forced.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. And just explain about this five-part documentary that you've done, because I've watched some of it with the amazing people involved as well.
Oh, thank you, yes. It's the Human series, and it's a five-part documentary series which we released end of 2019, and featuring men from all walks of life alongside well-known men, as you mentioned, Andrew Scott, Bill Nye, David Gandhi, Danny Cipriani, and Alan Carr. And it's stories from all these different men. And I just wanted to show that no matter where we come from, what we do, what position we're at or perceived position we're at and who we look at, everyone has struggles and everyone has challenges. No one's immune to their own challenges in life. And I just wanted to highlight that and show that through a variety of men from, as I said, from all walks of life.
Mm, wonderful. So how can people access the documentary?
So it's on, it's online. It's online on our website, which is wearehuman.org, which is H-U-M-E, E for Echo N. or you can just Google human, H-U-M-E for Echo N. And it's also on YouTube, and we released it with the Evening Standard, so it's also on their website.
Great stuff. So tell us about this sunrise walk that's taking place in a few days.
Yes, it is the very first year of the Rise Against Suicide Sunrise Walk, of which we hope will be there will be many. It's supported by Decathlon, and we hope that each year we will be able to reduce the distance that we have to walk through sunrise, because we're walking 4,657 metres, which represent the number of men who tragically died by suicide in 2020. So it's just under a 5K walk, and we're walking this Sunday, the 28th of November, through sunrise to honour those lives lost and those families left devastated.
Fantastic. And do you know how many people you've got taking part so far?
The current count is about, I think, about 400 across the UK currently.
Wow.
So hopefully that rises after this. If people want to get involved, sign up. The more people, the better, to honour those lives. And the families of those men are taking part and are going to be there. And it's going to be an excellent, excellent morning, where we all come together and rise. We rise for everyone. And also, it's also for anyone who's struggling right now. We're rising for you. And if anyone's listening and they're struggling, I just want to say that I said yesterday about how, you know, if you can't voice something yet, you might not be ready. We may not hear you right now, but we'll be here for you when you are ready.
Yeah.
So stay with us.
That's a fantastic message. Well done, River, for everything that you're doing. I guess your life must have changed quite dramatically because you've done some brilliant acting work. Are you still doing acting?
thank you. So I'm actually taping at the moment. I was very conscious of wanting to build the charity and be very focused on that. So I did take a bit of time out, and then I've now signed with a new agent again now, and I'm taping at the moment for different projects.
Oh, so great! Can you tell us anything that you're doing that we can watch out for?
Nothing I can actually like say right now. And there's something that, you know, I wish I could say this other thing though, because it relates to human, and it's something that I'm so excited to be doing, and I'm also going to be producing it, but that's so annoying when someone says that and then they don't say anything else, but that's the case. I'm really sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Well, if we follow you on your website and on social media and everything, then we'll hear the details from there, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So human Instagram is H-U-M-E-N-O-R-G, human org. And then, yeah, I'm on Instagram as well, River Insta.
Okay. River Insta, fantastic. And the website for more information, or if anyone wants to get in touch to reach out and follow the things that you do online or take part in the Sunrise Walk in a few days' time, the website We Are Human, that's H-U-M-E-N.org. River Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us, and keep up the fantastic work that you're doing.
Thank you. Can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that this issue of male suicide is really a human issue, and it does impact us all. I just wanted to just mention a participant who's coming on Sunday. She's a mother who lost her son to suicide when he was 19, and she contacted us to ask us the location of one of the walks ahead of us releasing them on the website, because she can no longer take the train because her son jumped in front of a train.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's really terrible, but I think it's so important to highlight that this, when we're doing this work and I set up human, it's directly helping men, but it's obviously affecting everyone, and it really is a human issue.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And for everybody to get involved with.
Yeah, exactly.
River,
thank you so much, Hannah.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much as well. And hope everything goes all right with the walk.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.